The Coast Guard suspends the search for a local Haines fisherman. It's a KHNS Local News. I'm Margaret Friednauer. That story and more up next. The Coast Guard suspended its search late Tuesday for a Haines fisherman that went overboard earlier that day near Skagway. A deckhand on the fishing vessel Darlin Michelle notified authorities that the captain of the boat, Ted Lynch, had fallen overboard at about 12:40 in the afternoon. Alaska State Troopers said Lynch's brother-in-law was his deckhand. The men were shrimping in about 180 feet of water, about 1 mile west of Skagway Harbor, when Lynch fell overboard. According to troopers and the Coast Guard, Lynch was wearing flotation gear when he went over. The Coast Guard reported the deckhand also threw a life ring to Lynch and made 3 attempts to rescue him. But on the 3rd attempt to pull Lynch aboard, his life jacket tore or broke and he slipped out of it. The Coast Guard said they received the call for help from the Skagway Police. The Sitka station deployed a Jayhawk helicopter and a C-130 aircraft that was in Sitka from a California Coast Guard station. According to Coast Guard Lieutenant Ryan Erickson, a Wings of Alaska aircraft was first on the scene. Skagway Harbor staff and emergency personnel assisted in the search, as did crew from Temsco helicopters. State Trooper Ken Van Spronson from Haines also responded. Haines Harbor staff participated by joining a charter boat headed towards Skagway. And at least 3 other Good Samaritan boats joined in the search, according to Erickson, including boats from the Haines Fishing Fleet and a tug, the Le Cheval Rouge, from Skagway. The Coast Guard searched about 20 square miles in the Taya Inlet between Skagway and Haines before suspending the search at about 8 p.m. Tuesday. There have been reports that the incident is under investigation, and those reports were confirmed by the Coast Guard Station Juneau. Coast Guard Lieutenant Patrick Dreyer is the investigating officer. He said the Coast Guard investigates any major marine incident of commercial vessels that includes serious damage, injury, or death. In all those cases, Dreyer says, the marine employer is required to have their crew submit chemical tests for the investigation. In this case, Dreyer said, since Lynch is considered the marine employer, Dreyer himself directed that Lynch's crew members submit a chemical test to the Alaska State Troopers. But Dreyer says the primary intent of any marine investigation is not to penalize, but to determine and examine safety factors surrounding the incident. The Darlin Michelle is a large gillnetter at 48 feet. Lynch is a longtime fisherman. He also regularly fishes the summer salmon gillnet season out of Haines. The Haines Borough had a lengthy meeting Tuesday that included a discussion of subsistence and commercial crabbing, lots of public comment about heliskiing regulations, and a discussion of a proposed motor vehicle registration tax. The Assembly discussed at length possible changes to the ordinance governing the heliskiing industry. Some local residents commented about concerns surrounding the current and proposed changes to the heliskiing area maps. Others discussed concerns for wildlife in some of the map areas. Local heliskiing operators and guides spoke about their concerns of a new proposed daily user fee and fine structure. Assemblyman Steve Vick proposed an amendment requiring the borough administration to consult with an Alaska Department of Fish and Game biologist when deciding changes to the heliskiing area map. That amendment failed by a vote of 2-5. The Assembly did amend the ordinance to include a citizen complaint procedure. The ordinance at this time includes regulations establishing a $5 per day user fee to heliskiing companies, having commercial ski tour permit applications be submitted by August 31st of each year for the following season, and allowing the ski tour area map to be amended annually by Assembly resolution. The Assembly moved that the ordinance proceed to a second public hearing at the November 6th meeting. But Assemblymember Jerry Lapp, a consistent no vote on any of the changes or amendments to the ordinance, reiterated his stance that he thinks the Assembly is over-regulating the industry.
I'm voting against this because I think we've gone way overboard on the ordinance, the whole heli ski thing. I think they should have a little more leeway, and I think we're just causing ourselves more expense every time we do a regulation and ask for more regulations on any industry, that we cause ourselves more expense, and then we have to add costs to whatever industry that is. And I think that just deters industry in Haines.
Lapp said he also believes the ordinance goes against the preamble of the Haines-Borough Charter, which states in part that the people of the Haines-Borough are guaranteed the right to enjoyment of employment and recreational activities without unnecessarily restrictive or arbitrary laws or regulations. The Assembly also discussed an ordinance regarding the Port of Haines Terminal tariff to increase the water rates at the port and increase the dockage rates at the Port Chilkoot Dock. The ordinance was recommended jointly by the Port and Harbor Advisory Committee and the Tourism Advisory Board. But Assemblymember Deborah Schnabel said the Finance Committee should also examine the ordinance. The Assembly voted to refer the ordinance to that committee. The Assembly discussed a proposed motor vehicle registration tax for the borough. The ordinance is meant to offset the cost of junk, abandoned, and impounded vehicles. Borough administration estimates it could receive about $40,000 annually from the program, which would be spent on a purchase of a tow truck and creating a small impound yard. Assemblyman Norm Smith said he did not like the idea of a new tax and thought the issue of junk cars could be better addressed with an ordinance already on the books that states residents can only have a certain amount of non-functioning vehicles stored on their property.
And I just think that it's really a bad move for the borough to be trying to implement another tax on the public without taking care of and enforcing the ordinances that we have on the books right now. If we can't enforce the ordinances that are on the books right now, how in the world are we going to enforce a vehicle tax to deal with disposal of vehicles in the future?
Other assembly members questioned the rate structure proposal for the tax, which would tax newer vehicles at higher rates. Borough administration staff said the rate structure could be tweaked before the final ordinance is passed, but encouraged the assembly to keep the item moving forward. Borough manager Mark Ernest said the assembly would need to pass the ordinance before the beginning of next year in order for it to go into effect in 2013. The item will have a first public hearing at the November 6 meeting. The Assembly approved a contract with Alaska Power and Telephone to replace 16 streetlights on 3rd Avenue with LED streetlights. The borough included $12,500 in the FY13 budget for the project. Mayor Stephanie Scott said all the lights on 3rd Avenue will be replaced with the more efficient lights, which are expected to save the borough money within 3 to 5 years.
These are streetlights that the Haynesboro owns, and so we can replace them. We cannot put LED streetlights on state streets, and this is a well-traveled street, and so the community will have ample opportunity to assess the quality of the lights and help us decide if we want to expand the project.
The Assembly also decided to do away with a federal priorities subcommittee originally proposed by Mayor Scott. The mayor had tried at the last meeting to have her appointments to this committee confirmed, but there weren't enough votes to do so. In a committee of the whole meeting before the regular meeting Tuesday evening, the Assembly instead decided to do away with the subcommittee and assign and work on federal priorities itself. Steve Vick, chair of the Government Affairs and Services Committee, reported that the committee had met and determined the policies and procedures in place for complaints against the police department were thorough and adequate. The committee had been assigned to examine the complaint procedure after at least two citizens discussed concerns with the Assembly about the process. Vick said he met with the chief of police and went over the complaint procedure and policies. Vick said the committee recommends the policies be reviewed every 5 years and the police department create a short form or explanation that makes it easier for the public to understand the complaint process. But Vic said the committee felt there were no issues with the process itself. The meeting began with a presentation by an Alaska Department of Fish and Game biologist on the local crab fishery. Several local subsistence crabbers also spoke about their concerns of the crab biomass and balancing the subsistence catch with commercial users. We'll have more on that discussion in Thursday's evening's newscast. You can also find a complete recording of all Haines and Skagway Borough Assembly meetings on our KHNS News website. For KHNS News, this is Margaret Friedenauer. Visit our news section online at khns.org. We're always open to your comments and appreciate hearing story ideas and topics important to you. Thanks for listening to your local news on KHNS. We appreciate your support.